Democrat Alex Sink said she would not carry out the lawsuit that Attorney General Bill McCollum brought against the federal government over health care reform. Sink, the state's chief financial officer, might be McCollum's Democratic opponent in November. She said the health care overhaul, which Congress passed in March, is the law of the land and that Floridians need it.
It is important that Florida understand and know how to take advantage of the law of the land, how to be sure that our small business owners know that many of them are going to be able to get a 30% tax credit against their health insurance expenses this year, people who have been denied in my office. We take 300,000 calls a year approximately from Floridians who are having trouble with insurance over and over again. Number one problem, I thought I had insurance. I've been paying insurance. I got sick. I got seriously sick. I called my insurance company. They said, oops, by the way, you didn't check off box number 50 on page 10. You don't really have insurance. That is not permitted anymore.
Lawton Bud Childs, who recently entered the governor's race without party affiliation, said that depriving children of health coverage will lead to greater problems down the road.
One of the great tragedies in Florida is the uninsured. You know, for us to have 850,000 children uninsured in Florida speaks volumes about us as people and about our future. We cannot continue that. I mean, to see the kind of waiting list that there is for kid care, to see the barriers that there are for people to be able to access that, and the fact that we are not putting the money in there, all that means is that we're going to serve more and more kids in emergency rooms. Again, it's an investment in failure rather than an investment in success.
But Attorney General Bill McCollum stuck to his guns.
And I will tell you, I think I was Tea Party before there was a Tea Party.
McCollum brought suit against the federal government in March, shortly after the reform passed, and said he hopes to move it forward as Florida's next governor. He said the law will cost the state dearly.
I think this health care legislation that got passed into law is very, very, very difficult for everybody. Can you imagine after what we just talked about in fiscal matters, if you took this, just put aside the individual mandate that I think interferes with individual freedom and choice, and certainly something that I'm opposed to that's in that bill that requires you to buy a health insurance policy. Imagine what would happen, since our budget is already 27% of it for Medicaid, if millions more go on the Medicaid rolls the next few years. What's going to happen to Florida if we have to pay for that? That's a huge issue for us.
Critics say that the attorney general brought the suit solely for political reasons, given the complex law's unpopularity with most Republicans as well as the Tea Party. From Sarasota, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.